one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We are back on World Championship Wrestling and awaiting the arrival of the Midnight Express, needless to say.
Jim Cornette. It's a big honor of going to a Falcons game. You know what I'm talking about? Now let me tell you something, Tony. I'm going to give you an unexpected opportunity today. I want you to stand there and I want you to tell me when I tell a lie. Yeah. Stop me when I tell the truth. Yeah. We've been coming out here, me and the Midnight Express, about 6 months now, right? Huh?
Right, right.
And I've been calling the Rock and Roll Express every kind of dog, every kind of coward, every name in the book, right?
Right.
And I've been challenging them for the World Tag Team titles, right?
Right.
And don't you think if you were a man, don't you think if you had any guts, if you had any honor, any kind of intestinal fortitude, do you think you'd let somebody like me come out here and call you a dog and a coward and all the rest? Would you? Huh?
I guess not.
Well, they sure have. All that has gone unanswered. We have been met with a resounding degree of silence from the Rock and Roll Express. Let me tell you something, punks. I want the World Tag Team title. And I want it right in my mother's living room where she can look up them nice belts and say that's what my son won for me. The Midnight Express are the ones that are going to do it. You know why the Rock and Roll Express have ignored us?
Why?
Because they know. And I feel sorry for you guys. You realize that the Midnight Express are the one team in wrestling that can take it. You realize that you got no chance against the Midnight Express and you want to keep the World Tag Team title. You know if you avoid the Midnight Express like the plague, that's exactly what you're going to do. Keep the World Tag Team title because there can't nobody else take it away from you. And hey, I can't blame the Rock and Roll Express for wanting to be the World Tag Team champions. What I can blame them for is coming out here and telling all these people that they can beat the Midnight Express because you're lying, Rock and Roll. You can't do it. And what I can blame them for is coming out here and telling all these people that they're big heroes of youth. Because you ain't. Because you're cowards. And one of these days, you're going to have to face these men. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody who messes with these men ends up on more floors than Johnson's Wax. Loverboy Dennis and beautiful Bobby, the Midnight Express.
How is it dour? I guess we'll find out at some point, right? I don't know what a dour is. But that could be just me. Alright. Tuesday night, February 16th. 2021 episode 675 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Clear, or iHeartRadio, I almost said Clear Channel, iHeartRadio, Clear Channel, at one time owned iHeartRadio, or while they still do, it's just they don't call themselves Clear Channel anymore, it's iHeartMedia, I think. Spotify and a million other platforms. You know where we are. And it's Fat Tuesday here on The Rant. So if you're in the great state of Louisiana, New Orleans, you must be celebrating Mardi Gras tonight. Probably not with the pandemic, but that's all right. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself, Emerald Surfer. Unmute yourself, sir. There you go.
My screen went blank.
Your screen went blank. Emerald Surfer. Oh, wait, we're playing back on the feed here to see Surfer's delay. Unmute yourself, sir. There you go. There you go. All right.
Jiggle the cord.
Got to jiggle the cord, Surfer. How many times are we going to tell you this? Anyways. So, yes, it's another Tuesday night. Another week. fun, frivolity, and nonsense that we're going to have here over the next couple of hours.
Post-Valentine's show.
Post-Valentine's Day show. Post-everything show. President's Day. A lot of people celebrating President's Day yesterday for some reason.
I didn't.
That of course you did.
Celebrating 45.
Now, of course, there's a lot of people buried under snow right now.
Yeah. No.
And if you're buried under snow, you should be listening to this program because you got nothing else to do.
You know what I hate about... You know what I hate about people being buried under snow?
What is that?
A lot of time they realize they don't want to deal with it and where and you know where they're moving to. They relocate, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And you know where they relocate to.
Florida.
A high percentage of it. Right.
Yeah.
Sick of this shit. Baby, we're moving.
Pack your shit. Let's get the hell out of here.
Right.
That means you're going to get a lot of Texans showing up tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hopefully they go west, surfer. Hopefully. But the cost of living is way higher out there. That's what working our, you know, doesn't work in our favor.
Because, you know, those southern states, they don't know how to handle a snowstorm.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad when Texas is getting snowed on, so pray for us, surfer. We don't get an influx of folks coming this way. It's already enough.
We already got enough.
For real.
We've got enough New Yorkers. We don't have any good ones, but we've got enough New Yorkers. We've got enough people from New Jersey.
Facts.
I don't even want to begin to talk about the people from Quebec.
You know, Atlanta's not, you know, too shabby. Why don't y'all think about moving to Georgia?
Because you know why they don't move to Georgia? The thought of snow, the city just shuts down and collapses.
Well, a lot of places south of New York do that.
No. Atlanta's special in that regards.
But no, I'm talking about Virginia the same way.
No, south of Baltimore.
I'd be Carolina.
It snows like once. It snows like once every 20 years in Atlanta. But anytime they ever mention the possibility that there could be a flake or two hitting the ground, the city goes into panic.
Because don't nobody want to get sued, Double A. The city don't want to get sued.
For a flake.
I know somebody who lives in D.C. and they're from Ohio. And I lived up in Ohio where they get like 22 inches like a week.
Really?
And they get snowed in a lot in Ohio. Anyway,
shut your mouth. What part?
Anyway. Well, I was in Wooster.
I was in Columbus.
But here's the thing. She told me, like, the first time they got, like, 2 inches of snow, she said everybody in D.C. started panicking. Like, it was, like it was the end of the world.
Can I say one thing? They got Joe up here at this town hall in Milwaukee.
Oh.
And there's a whole heap of a lot of white people in Milwaukee. The first three questions came for white people.
Well.
And it's all about the same thing.
That's cheese country.
Guess, Double A, what the first two questions were about.
The coronavirus or
money? Nope. I mean, it's concerning corona, but.
Relief.
No, not relief.
The vaccine.
One more shot, though. What do all a bunch of Caucasian people? Nope.
When is going, the, when are we going to reopen?
They, right, they badass kids going back to school. These people are Caucasian persuasion. They're tired of their old kids. Ain't this all bad? I don't understand this about people with kids. This baffles me, right? Because this little pandemic shows how little people with kids pretty much, especially young kids, want to deal with their own kids. They lay up, they have the kids, then the pandemic hit, and now they can't wait to get them out the damn house. So why have them?
Exactly.
At the end of the day, school ain't supposed to be glorified babysitter. That's
no,
basically
it's not.
What they are. That's what this pandemic show us. I don't know about y'all two, have showed me when it comes to these a lot of parents. They use that time to get the hell away from their kids.
Yeah. But listen, this pandemic, if people have lost all sanity not being able to handle this pandemic, you just staying at home like you're supposed to.
Right.
What's going to happen when a real apocalypse hits? A real system breakdown of government or a nuclear bomb is dropped.
Last November, just based on one person was allowing their kid to go to school, mm-hmm. and the other person was saying we need to, shut it down to get the thing under control, which is freaking retarded. These are your kids. You hate your kids that much? You want
exactly.
to get on and put them at risk?
Yeah, they go, I do anything for my kids, except when they're at home.
Right. These people are losing their damn minds. That's the first question out of these. There was two people, Caucasian people. First two questions was, what is your plan to reopen? What are your plans to reopen? Like,
when you think, Justin,
these your damn kids.
What station is that on?
CNN.
Cable News Network.
That's CNN putting these questions up to them.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Tony C's right, though. Doesn't matter what network this is on. Tony C is absolutely right. Any parent, there's millions and millions of parents asking that question.
Right, that's the first. They don't care about the 14th, the income,
that
or nothing.
True. That doesn't have to be the very first question that's asked to him. CNN allowed it the first couple questions.
Well,
you're saying them on CNN.
Well, listen,
I'm saying them on
CNN. Tony C's right and Surfer's right. Tony C's right in the sense that this is the sentiment of a lot of people, and Surfer's right that it could be that question was planted to be the very first one by the network, just like this statement is planted by me about Surfer. Surfer said that he dresses like Vin Diesel today.
Oh my God.
So that's me planting that statement out on the air. Anyways, go ahead, Surfer.
But I'm just saying, man, these people, these are some of the worst parents. I hate to be coming up in this
generation. The parents of the 21st century are the I can't handle it generation.
Right. They laid up, had the kids, and the first thing they get, they try to get rid of their goddamn kids.
Basic folks.
They don't want to be around.
Ward and June Cleaver, they don't exist anymore.
Fact. That's a fact, Jack. I mean, why? Like, when are these schools going to reopen? When are they going to reopen? My kid is... And then they use the excuse, my kid is losing that in-person learning and that community, that bonding with their classmates.
That part I understand.
Yeah, right.
That part I understand.
Man, they didn't like the classmates anyway.
I understand that.
If it's that bad, you have the play date with the kids.
You have that, but I also understand there are some that function and learn better in school. I understand that, but the majority of it is, I need my damn kids.
They don't want to deal with their kids.
I don't mind working from home, but my kids got to go back to school.
Right. I want to be able to stay home. Now, they don't ask when is everything going
to go back to the normal so I can go back to the office. No.
Right. Neither question said anything about reopening the offices. The question was when these schools gonna reopen. So damn. So you just want the crib to yourself. That's what it is. Okay, we got it.
At this point, even if it opened up, things we said next month. You only sent them to school for like 2 months.
Doesn't matter. The point is that they want them out of the house.
They want the break. They want the break from them.
I know that's what.
Because you always hear every August or September, oh my God, I'm so happy school is starting, from the parents. Right. You know?
Facts. And it's crazy. The first two questions was about freaking that. And like AA said, they say nothing. They didn't ask anything about when the office is going to reopen. This is goddamn schools. When we going to get these schools back up and running? And I just think that's just horrible parents.
It is. But that's the majority of the parents in the country are not good parents.
I can agree with that.
I know a few situations that are exactly like that. They couldn't take them being at home anymore, and they just shipped them off to school.
With the virus you talk about during right now?
Right now.
They said hell with it.
Exactly.
I'm going to take that chance.
And off you go.
With a mask on. That's it.
So.
It was crap shoot.
Okay, surfer, you're not a parent, but if you were a parent, okay, and you were in that position that you had the ability to either A, keep your child at home for remote learning, or you had the chance to send them back to school, what would you do? If you were working at home.
Well, it wouldn't matter to me, either way.
No, I'm asking, what would you rather?
Have them stay home until this is over.
You would have them stay home. See, that would be the rational thing to do.
And I think a lot of these parents, the ones that want their kids out of the house, they don't have control over the kid anyway.
That too.
If you got some bad-ass kids, you want them back in school, no doubt about it.
That's why you push it off on the teacher for 8 hours a day so that they could be stressed over your kids for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 9 months.
Especially now when you can work from home, mm-hmm. Totally. Like, I can walk, I'm at the house, I get peaceful, ain't got to deal with Bob next to me in the office. I got to find a way to get little Timmy the hell out of this house.
I can walk around in my drawers.
Right.
Do whatever I want.
Right. Oh, my God, they got a little, what's the girl name? That Honey Boo Boo, got another Honey Boo Boo sighting up here. If this lady asks about the schools, I'm going to lose my mind reopening.
Another thing would be hold on, I think I'm going to, I didn't have it on, but I think I'm going to put it on. The people that, you know, often would use the empty house to commit, you know, to have a random afternoon tryst. On the side. They can't do that now if the entire family's home.
Oh, God, right. She asked about kids getting the vaccine. Are you kidding me, ma'am? That's your question. You stand up in front of the world and ask about kids getting the vaccine.
That mom prompted her big time.
Come on, man.
And then she's going to go, you know, do you remember the time that you were on CNN talking to the president?
Right. It's going to be all over the family album. Now. Uh-huh. Ain't nobody asked about these $1,400 yet.
No.
See, this is what I'm talking about right here. They worry about the wrong thing. When we going to get these $1,400? That's all I want to know.
Now, the question should be, why did you say 2,000? Now you're coming with 1,400.
It is 200. It is 2,000. My bad. 16 plus 6. No. That's 2,000.
But it ain't make it seem like that. He made it seem
ain't
like
you ain't read the fine print. It ain't his fault.
He didn't say, "Well, vote these two guys from Georgia, and and we'll give you an extra 1,400. They kept saying, we'll give you 2,000. I've already got the 600. You telling me you're going to give me 2,000?
Well, that's common sense.
Yeah.
Surfer, you really actually thought they meant 2,000 on top of the 600 that they just gave them? You thought you was going to get $2,600?
You know, for a lot of people, it's 600.
No, I'm talking about you.
Ain't doing them no good.
Talking about you.
I'm asking if you thought you was going to get an extra $2,000 plus the 600.
Man, I went down to Georgia to vote.
Boy, you better not say that on there. The feds be at your door tomorrow. You in 45 going to be in Fulton County Court.
Jesus.
He asked the question. Did you think you was going to get $2,000 extra dollars?
Why not?
Lord Jesus. That bad. This man actually thought this was going to give him $2,600.
He's entitled to everything that's possibly available.
So,
even after they sent the six, you better, I saw the fine print.
The six has nothing to do with it.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it does.
Look, so they agreed on the 600, right?
Right.
Trump goes, we should give him 2,000, right?
Total.
After they started voting on it, right?
And it was 2,000 total, but go ahead.
No. Trump was saying we should get 2,000.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. He was. He did say 2,000. So Biden goes, he did. He did.
Biden goes, when I'm in office, I'll get you that $2,000. But they didn't make it seem like this. Look, it is what it is. But they weren't saying we're going to add 1,400 to the 600 you already got.
You got to read between. You got to read fine print.
So what? So okay, surfer. Fine. You get. Let's say they say you're going to get your 2,000. What are you going to do with that extra $600?
Well, I don't think I have enough for a walk-in tub, so.
And for those of you that don't know what a walk-in tub is, okay, that's one of those things that that's one of those things they install in your shower, and right. Basically you walk in and you close the little door and you can sit down and fill it up like a hot tub without actually
and
having
how that water don't seep tub. Out. I don't have
yeah,
no
neither
idea.
Neither do I. Neither do I.
I think that's the whole thing is a gimmick. As soon as you get it, it's going to be
again with Surfer and his ass seen on TV stuff.
No. I mean, they know how to make these doors that you pull the lever and it seals it shut.
The lever. I love it.
So, Surfer, what's going to happen if by chance, you know, while you're there, and your lady friend, you know, this damn dog is eating up your brisket, Surfer, and you open the door forgetting to drain the tub. What's going to happen?
Well, why would I have food out while I'm in the tub?
What was that?
Why would I have food out while I'm in a tub?
You put a brisket to cool down on the counter.
No.
And you go to soak in the tub.
No. Dad, you're acting like I make brisket once a month.
We don't know. Yeah, we don't know. Every time we hear you smoking something, it's a brisket.
That's fair.
We never hear you smoking something else.
I've only done two.
So, Surfer, is that your dream, like, fantasy to get one to walk into real talk? Your ultimate goal is to get one of those?
I would like one for the side.
You wouldn't mind having it? You said.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having one.
Why don't you get Why don't you get a laptop to broadcast?
He said I wasn't.
Well, you haven't so far, and you've gotten two stimulus.
Yeah, okay, but other things have to come first.
Uh-huh. What'd you buy with your other $600?
Personal stuff.
Uh-huh. I could have sworn you bought something that was not that personal with the last stimulus, but okay. All right.
What's not that personal?
I don't remember. You bought something frivolous, I think, the last time.
Tricking that money. Oh, boy.
It's not like I bought a Nintendo Switch or anything like that.
No, I didn't say you did. I said something. I just said you bought something frivolous.
No.
But Surfer thought he was going to get 600 plus 2,000.
And by the way, when the checks do get released, you best be sure that there will be a $1,400 sale at Walmart on those new TVs.
1249. Probably about a 55, 60, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And those damn TVs probably cost $700 normally, but they're going to trick you thinking you're getting a deal, but paying by $1,249.
First of all, you can get a 50-inch TV without paying nowhere near that much.
But people are stupid, Surfer. The word is sale.
Right.
And they'd rather have a house full of TVs.
That's something to sale. You should know what you're buying still.
Nah, people are stupid. They don't do their research.
If you're in Walmart, you probably don't.
They had 65-inch TVs for under $300.
People are stupid, Surfer.
And right, you're right. And he just said it. They're going to mark that TV up to about 12.
And they're going to put the word sale on it.
Right.
And people are going to be like, oh, shit, this is on sale.
65-inch, $1,249. 60-inch, $1,149.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give you a little bit of, you know, chicken change left over.
Here's a question. What are people going to do when they do their tax returns and see they're not getting a lot of money back?
They're going to throw a temper tantrum if they haven't already.
You didn't work for most of the year.
Well, yeah, but a lot of the country received unemployment.
Right.
So.
Thank God my wife is a teacher, so she's going to get her normal return.
Yeah, I worked the entire year, so I won't have that issue.
You're going to get your normal return.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
But,
you don't get it.
Please. I've lost faith in the Internal Revenue Service.
I mean, don't they give you a hefty, you know, a pretty good return? I know you're, you know, single guy.
The last couple, I'm not a single guy anymore, but.
Oh, you filed married.
I'm going to file married. Oh, really? I'm going to file actually jointly this year for the first time, but still.
Boy.
But still, I get screwed over because they, for some reason, guys get screwed over on their taxes. The only way a guy can claim something is if they got kids, and even then, they got to split the deduction with the mother of the kid.
I thought that they decide who carries the kid.
Yeah, they do. But let's say I had a kid, right? And me and my wife did not file jointly. We were going to file jointly, right. but let's say we didn't. One of us would have to declare the kid.
Carry the kid.
Right.
Right.
But in most cases, the one that carries
you get
it, you get more with the woman. But the thing is, the person that carries the kid, a lot of times, if they're not filing jointly, that means they are separated, and the other parent wants a part of the part of the refund for the kid.
Lord, gotcha.
So
that side of the game.
Yeah, so people.
But I thought
people
I mean,
are petty.
You married? You still file married? What was it? Married?
You gotta file. There's a separate thing. It's jointly.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I've never done
it
before, so
separate or something like that.
I'm gonna find out this year. But I filed as married. Did I file as married last year? I may have filed as, I think I filed as single because I was not married technically the entire year.
Right.
I'm not sure how I filed last year. All I know is I got screwed last year.
And by the way, the health healthcare.org opened back up today. So if you need some health insurance, man, go look. Cause
I'm good.
Go.
I'm good. I got my. I'm covered. Not great, but I'm covered.
Yeah, at least you don't have to buy on the website.
Well, I went on there earlier to try to look for my wife, because she got some type of like supplemental insurance, and this.
Yeah, she was making it hard to go on that website.
But yeah, well, Kaseru. Let's see what's going on here in the personal world of everybody. So let's go around the room and see what's going on with Tony C. Tony C, I know you're staying warm because you're in Central Florida.
Yes, sir. You know, just taking it easy, staying out the way as per usual. You know, had a okay Valentine's Day, nothing too extravagant.
Oh, I'll talk about my Valentine's Day here in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah, wife got me a carton, a thing of Krispy Kremes, man, you know. That made my day.
Now, do you have a specific type, or does she just get you a dozen glazed?
That's
it. That's good.
That'll do it.
Well, that's
real
good.
Simple.
That's good.
And she cooked me some dinner. Other than that, nothing too extravagant, man.
Okay.
Nothing too extravagant going on.
What about you, Surfer? Did you court your quote unquote roommate for Valentine's Day this on Sunday?
No, I just sat in the corner and cried.
You just sat in the corner and cried. I wish I could believe that.
Yeah, but hey, I wish it wasn't true, but Valentine's Day is always a sad day for me.
I'm sure it was. All right, well.
Surf, you ever thought about getting on like ChristianMingle.com or anything like
Black
that?
Black Planet.
That's not. I mean, I see those commercials for our time. But
right,
I don't never see no Black women on that commercial. So,
blackpeoplemeet.com. You ever try it though?
I think I'm too old for it.
Man, you just go up there, you'll be surprised.
You'd be surprised. You'll find a nice. You're in that age group where the women that'll be out there for you are the nice church going ladies that like to, you know, go to the buffet on Sunday afternoon after services. If they're going to services,
right?
Yeah, well, I'm not service, so
you don't want to go to
That's
service.
You should have been. You should have been. You could have had your nice little, you know, missionary or usher or something.
By now. Choir singer.
Put yourself out there, right? Alto or soprano.
Yeah. Oh, happy days.
Right. You got to put yourself out there.
Why don't you join the choir, Surfer? It's never too late.
You know how Joe stand up for 2 hours, an hour and a half?
I lost my singing voice by the time I was 16.
You what?
No, actually it was 18 when I lost my singing voice.
But you ain't going to sing. You going to meet the, you know, potential next Miss Surfer.
Oh, boy.
Don't worry if they're going to church and you're not.
Well, you gotta become not a heathen, Surfer. And you go with them. You gotta go where the women are, Surfer. You ain't going to the club. You're not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going on the club scene.
It's not like you're gonna go and hang out at Home Depot waiting for a date, even though the
right.
Home Depot supposedly has a big pickup scene.
Basically, what I'm saying, you got to put yourself out there. Sir.
Exactly.
The woman ain't gonna just fall in your lap.
And I think if you go into church on Sunday,
right,
before you go to do your groceries, because I know you do your groceries on Sunday.
Yeah, no, I can't go to shopping when the church people are in the supermarket. Can't do it.
The church crowd. The church crowd.
Well, then why don't you go?
They only in there to get cooked food.
Well, then why don't you go on Saturday?
Because the sale starts on Sunday.
So you have to go the day the sales start?
Yeah.
Why?
That's when I have time.
You can't go on Monday?
No, no, I don't want to go shopping on Monday.
Why not?
Too crowded.
In the morning?
I don't have time to go in the morning.
I'm sure the supermarket is not busy on Monday.
Okay.
You always found time to go to the movies during this program. I'm sure you can find time to go to the supermarket on another day other than Sunday so that you could attend church.
No,
church and meet a nice, wholesome young lady.
And we know that they're wholesome in church, they're wholesome with your family, but when the door closes in that bedroom, they're not so wholesome anymore.
Super sweet.
I don't want to go to church.
Okay, so would you entertain like a young girl, like in the mid-20s, early 30s?
Speaking of church people, I'm going to talk about Married at First Sight as well. Go ahead.
Hey, if you want older guys, sure, why not?
Would you be a sugar daddy, surfer?
You know.
You don't want to be a sugar daddy. You don't want to maintain somebody. What about you being a sugar baby?
Maintaining somebody and being a sugar daddy is two different things.
No, I know that, but still. You don't want to be the one just, you know, giving and not getting anything in return.
That's a fact.
Surfer.
She only called you when she needed bill paid.
Yeah, like Rebby Sky. She was on a... That's how Rebby Sky became famous. She was on a True Life special. She was with a sugar daddy. So, anyways.
Say Surfer Baby. You like coming on?
Is it because you don't want to try somebody else's fried chicken? That, you know, you never know they could cook you a nice fried chicken on a Sunday after church. Just how you like it, Surfer.
I think he don't want to get hurt. I think he's been hurt.
I don't think at his age, if somebody settles down with him, they're going to hurt him. What are they going to do? Dump his ass in 10 years when he's in his 60s? They don't do that.
That's what he's afraid of. They don't try to take him for the comic books collection.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn, why they want to steal me for my paper? Literally and figuratively. Damn. Surfer baby, what are these? What are these? Comic books, okay? What do you do with them? What do you do with them? Sir probably dump her if she don't know what comics is. I don't think this is working for me. What's wrong, Surfer baby?
It's just
not working out.
Yep. Surfer. Why? You need to find somebody.
You need your woman, like, her name got to be like Gertrude. Or
no, that's a white woman's name.
Bertha.
Bertha's okay.
Barbara. You know what I'm talking about? Janie. Wanda. Something like that.
Wanda's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Gwen. I'm sorry, Gwendolyn. That's the young person, man. Gwendolyn. Know what I'm talking about? Name like that.
Rhoda.
Florida. Florida. Maude, you know, names like that.
I could wait another 10 years when they come up with technology that you can go into a virtual world and be with a woman or a man.
What is it, Demolition Man?
That's not Demolition Man.
That was Demolition. They're having sex via virtual reality.
No. I'm saying, like, you don't have sex with another person through virtual. It's all virtual.
What the hell?
You put the goggles on, you put the things on whatever part of the body to get the sensation.
Sensation.
Right.
That's another name. Sherry.
Right, Sherry.
I had a cousin named Sherry.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
You know what I'm saying? Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? These are names of the women you need to be, entertaining.
Why can't I get a name like Taniqua?
Hell no. Oh, that's too young. Yeah.
Too ghetto.
Mr. Link.
Alice,
right?
Beatrice.
I forgot about that name, Beatrice.
All right, what about a Harriet?
Shirley. Harriet.
Shirley. Or Mabel.
Definitely Mabel. You need a Mabel. You said Shaniqua, man. Shaniqua will have you watching her two kids.
Uh-huh.
While you trying to do this show. And she out on the town somewhere. Come on, sir. You don't need that.
Gambling your comic book collection away. She's at the slot machines.
You know, speaking of comic books,
I'll be back.
Speaking of comic books, I need to go through my collection.
Estelle.
I could be sitting on $20,000 right now.
On what? One comic book?
Nope. The trading card that came in the comic.
Okay. Well, look at that. It's a surfer. On top of that, now has a reason because there's another 20 grand sitting in his pile.
Trading card.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like when this comic, like a combo came out back in the early 90s, and you know it was the number one issue, and it came in a poly bag, and it came with a trading card, a different character. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have the Deadpool card, it's going for like $20,000.
Now the question is, when you meet Shaniqua and she has two to three kids, do you make them call you Mr. Surfer, Uncle Surfer,
or Daddy?
Nah, they could call him Daddy.
You call me sir.
Sir? Mm-hmm. Really? You ain't my daddy. when little man says, "You ain't my daddy," then what's Surfer's response?
No, I'm not.
Man, you gotta be tough and stern with him, so you gotta say, "Look at you, little bastard."
You know. It's not a good idea to try to play daddy with somebody else's kid.
No, they just call you daddy.
Yeah, no.
Mr. Surf.
The only way they're going to call you daddy, if you get to them with babies, they don't know nobody else.
Mommy, who's this man? Baby, this is Mr. Silver Surfer. Oh, Mr. Harvey. Whichever one you feel comfortable with. Uncle Jimmy.
I got a video of a little girl apparently that this is how the kid would be talking to Surfer apparently.
There's no excuse.
You're supposed to be back in time out. I didn't say get out. You and Jayla in time out.
Well, let me tell you this, Linda.
My name ain't Linda. So you sit right there and time out, little bad little girl.
No, let me say something.
No, don't tell me.
If I was in here, I would surely take a day off from you and then a day off from these kids. I'm in the classroom. I'm just done with you.
I'm done with you too, but you in time out.
Oh, let me tell you something, honey. This is not going. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That's kind of what would be like with the situation with Server.
Right. And that's what we talk about. That's how the kids talk to adults. Back when we were growing up, the damn teeth would have been on the ground. Let me boop 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 loud boom. What the hell?
Hold on, let me see here.
No, thank you.
That would be one of the kids to suffer.
Did I hear what I think I heard?
Yes, you did. The surfer would be like, "Listen, shut the hell up! I'm on the phone." Okay, there you go.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
That's one of them kids, them old people back in the day would be like, you know they ain't teaching him a damn thing.
Nope.
Back in the day. That's too funny. So we're gonna start doing blackpeoplemeet.com account. Double A said Black Planet.
We'll put you on all the major sites.
MySpace is still up. Mm-hmm. You know they up. I didn't know it, but
we're gonna put you on Christian Mingle. We're gonna put you on what's the one for the Jewish people?
J Date.
Thank you.
Why can't you put me on an Asian website?
We'll even put an ad for you in the local Philadelphia papers. We'll put your number in there. We'll start the first three numbers with the letters. Klondike 1153.
Why not find me a black from Russia or the Philippines?
That's what you want? What do they call it? A mail away bride?
Mail order
bride?
Yeah, I can do that for me. How about that? That'll make y'all happy.
And what would you do with a mail order bride?
Have a cook and clean.
Have her cook and clean. Is that all you want a woman for? To serve you?
Who is this?
No, I want a mail order bride.
Oh, man.
You gonna bring me a beer when I want one?
Oh, you want that robot? You want the robot from Rocky IV?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sport. You're the greatest surfer.
Yep.
Hold on.
My favorite. You're the greatest. See you, sport.
See you.
Polly, who taught her to talk like that?
She loves me.
Oh. You know what's freaky, what's creepy about that one? The voice of the robot was Adrian.
That was Talia Shire?
That was Talia Shire, yeah.
Talia Shire, oh my God. He made the voice sound like his sister.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yep. Oh man. Anyways, so yeah, we'll have to look into that. We could always just get you a synthetic wife, I guess.
Now, by the way, was that robot and Kevin the same robot?
What was that?
Hey, I got the best idea y'all can do. Ready?
What?
Y'all can just leave me alone.
No, that ain't gonna happen.
Is that you asked me? Is that the same robot as Kevin? No.
Well, I thought they saved him. I mean, the design.
Well, it could have been, but Kevin was designed by Screech. So
right.
Surfer wants to be left alone, so I'll just play a little "Leave Me Alone" by Michael Jackson. Now, I don't know, Surfer. We just want you to be happy. That's all.
I don't know.
I just want you to have a companion.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing.
Well, let me talk about my Valentine's Day. So, as we all, as you know, as I talked about last week, we're still, you know, trying to return to normalcy here, and we attempted to this past week with Valentine's Day, and we ordered on Saturday some Cheesecake Factory, which was fine. We ordered it to go. But let me make something very clear, though. I went to go pick it up, and you would have thought it was no pandemic, New Year's Eve party going on at this Cheesecake Factory.
They're wide open.
Oh, my God, with the amount of people that were there. Oh, it was unbelievable. I was glad to grab my food and get the hell out of there. But I went to Culver's for Valentine's Day, drove the 40 minutes to Margate, and we sat and we had ourselves a lovely meal at Culver's. So Tony C, gotta go to Culver's. A couple of chicken sandwiches with some onion rings on them. Oh, I had a chocolate custard. Oh, it was just great, man. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, that was my Valentine's Day. And then we came home and watched TV. And I caught up on Married at First Sight.
Oh, hell.
So, I got to talk about this guy, Chris, on Married at First Sight. If you're not watching, it's on Lifetime every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And this season is nothing more than a hot mess. And it keeps getting entertaining.
Very is.
Every single week. This one couple is nothing but drama, drama, drama from the beginning, and it's all because of him. She has done nothing wrong yet. But one of the girls said it best. She's got Stockholm Syndrome. She won't leave him.
She wants it to work, but she's going to be the baby mama, right? Not the baby mama, she's going to be the stepmama or something.
Yeah. And they've only been together at this point in time in the show. They've only been together 3 days. They have consummated their marriage like 5 times. And
he's found out.
And he's told her, I'm not attracted to you. My ex-fiance is pregnant. All this shit. It's just one thing after another.
She's not a bad looking chick at all.
No, she's okay. He is just a real asshole.
I think the curveball. I think you're gonna get her pregnant too.
That, and I think it'll probably end up like I'm gay or some shit like that.
I don't know about the gay part, but I'm thinking he's gonna get her pregnant, and yeah, he's gonna have 2 kids and. He's acting like he's still in love with the woman, the ex-fiance or whatever, too. So, at this point, you only watch for them at this point.
At this point. But the other ones are entertaining, too.
But they're not as drama.
They're not as, there's no drama in the other two, no. But my God. Like, let me see. Let's play a little bit of this here, just so, for those of you that have not seen the show.
So, to be perfectly honest with you, I think that on paper, we are, you're everything that I need. But,
by the way, the clip that I'm playing is the day after the wedding.
I don't think that the attraction is fully there yet for me, to be perfectly honest.
This is my husband. We are legally married. You literally just met me 12 hours ago, and you've already formed this opinion about me. I feel like if he had that conversation with me last night, before we even touch, kiss, whatever, I would have been at peace with that. But we became intimate last night and this morning.
I am so confused.
I've never been with a man who wants to have sex multiple times that didn't desire me or didn't find me attractive.
Because he wants some ass.
And that's pretty much about it. Let me see here.
Sex life as an adult with my parents, it was weird.
And then she went and opened up to her, to the parents.
Like, I let your son hit it on numerous occasions, so, but he's not attracted to me.
Bothered me the most was I ain't never talked about my sex life as an adult with my parents. It was weird, man. Mm-hmm. I've spent my whole life going against the odds. People have said negative things about me my whole life, but you don't do that. You don't bring nobody's parents.
Last evening, we stayed up till probably like 3:30, 4 a.m.
Wow.
Just talking and getting to know each other.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And, you know, we shared a moment. So that was what it was. And then this morning he said that, like, on paper, we really do match, but, like, I'm not his typical type.
Like, I'm just...
But I'm going to hit it anyway.
It's a different type of code that we follow. You don't disrespect nobody. Mom or parents, you don't disrespect nobody's kids. You don't disrespect nobody's spouse. Those are the three off-limits things for where I come from in my culture. And I take that serious. I don't like talking about sex in front of a bunch of people. I don't like it. But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And with all due respect, like, I did not want to have sex coming into yesterday, but I wanted to feel a closeness to my wife. Maybe, you know, I would generate some type of attraction. And whether the thinking was right or wrong, it was mutually agreed upon.
I've talked to multiple guy friends, and it was very confusing for them that a man would engage in sexual activity with someone that they're not physically attracted to in whatever regards. That is definitely different.
I'm just not comfortable, you know.
Talking about it. That's fine. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
Or having my wife talk about it with her male friends. Or, you know.
Well, I mean, I've had those friends before I've known you. So I find...
It doesn't matter. When you get married, your husband takes precedence over them.
Okay.
Like, my sexual life is private. I don't do dirt and then go kiss and tell.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but he's a full of shit.
Well, she the one falling for it. But she was wrong for talking to them dudes about him, though. Because she ain't even supposed to be talking to no dudes when you're married like that.
Yeah, but he got up and walked away and left her hanging.
You need to talk to me. Don't be talking to Tyrone, Marcus, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy, and you know what I'm saying, Silver One. You ain't got to call them on the phone.
Don't put me in this mess.
And let me tell you something. I'm sure that this guy, we know that he got his ex-fiance pregnant. And by the way, ex-fiance that he called off the marriage, like what, a couple of months before he signed up to do the Married at First Sight thing. And the only reason why she's pregnant, she's 6 weeks along because he slept with her after a death in the family. Her family. So he took advantage of her in a weak moment.
Nice.
He is the edge of this show. Mm-hmm. He is the ultimate opportunist now. He is that. He's shoplifting all
but
Poontang.
All we know is that's the one that is pregnant. Who knows how many kids he has that we don't know about?
Oh no, that.
That could come out.
I think he's gonna knock her up and then
Sure. She probably already did.
Yeah.
Because I think they even talked about how he's not big on condoms and things like that. I think he talked about that.
Oh, man.
So.
This finna be a hot mess.
Uh-huh. So. Man, oh, man. Now,
a hot mess.
As I was playing this video, I see a video on the side of something that I would be interested in. You know how YouTube, they give you the videos that suggestions. Brooke Baldwin announced today that she's leaving CNN.
For what?
Yeah. Here we go. Here's the audio.
And before we get going, I want to start with some personal news. I will be leaving CNN in April. Let me back up. After most of my 20s working my way up in local news, I came to this network in 2008 in the midst of the Great Recession as a freelancer. I remember I scribbled my name on a post-it note and stuck it outside of this temporary office, determined to fulfill my dream of becoming a full-time CNN correspondent. I wanted to be part of the best in cable news and journalism. And as a native Atlantan, this would be my hometown team. Little did I know, I would not only go on to fulfill that dream, I would flourish in this environment and land my own two-hour show in the afternoon at the age of 31. For a decade, I have never taken for granted the enormous responsibility and privilege I've had to work with some of the most talented producers and photojournalists and correspondents and anchors out there, as we have covered our era's most urgent and important stories: conflicts, terrorism, environmental and natural disasters, the wrath of gun violence, human interest stories, Royal Weddings, My American Woman series, the social justice movements that define our culture, and a pandemic that changed the world, and politics, lots of politics. You have been here with me every step of the way, never more so than when I was incredibly sick with COVID last year. I am so grateful for your loyalty and passion for the world we cover, and so grateful to my show team. You know who you are. You know who you are. To Jeff Zucker, to my very large CNN family, and to you. To you. The next chapter of my life will be focused on what I love the most about my work: amplifying the lives of extraordinary Americans and putting my passion for storytelling to good use. For the last 2 years, I have been working on my first book. It's called Huddle: How Women Unlock Their Collective Power. And, you know, there is just more I need to do. More I need to do outside of this place, outside of the walls of this place, a place I have been privileged to call home now for 13 years. And, yep, we are still in a pandemic. And, no, I don't have a job I'm jumping right into. And yes, yes, I'm feeling very vulnerable. But what is it Brené Brown says? Vulnerability is the birthplace of innovation, creativity, and change. And I am so excited about what is to come. So, here goes. I really do hope you join me. And in the meantime, I will be right here with you, right here, until mid-April.
That
either she's leaving, or somehow they're replacing her. But who can they? Who, Breonna Keeler in the afternoon?
Maybe they'll put your girl Abby Phillip.
That's probably what it is. Like I said, Surfer, it's a contract thing. Either she going home to have babies, because what? She's 41. She's 40.
40, 41. Yeah.
You don't have to quit television to have a baby.
No, but maybe there's something personal going on.
Her husband might told her, I want you home.
Brooke Baldwin, born July 12th, 1979. She's 41 years old. She's only 3 years older than me. And her birthday's the day before mine.
See? The Megs. She'll be pregnant probably within 6 months to a year.
And she's a native of Atlanta. She was born in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
Her career started at WVIR in Charleston, or Charlottesville, Virginia. Sorry.
So she lived.
She's
in
only yeah. She's bit. Only. She's only. This is. She's only. Was at one, two, three TV stations before joining CNN. Usually they go through. They make the rounds, and they're on like 10, 15 stations before they end up on the network. She was only at three stations: WVIR in Charlottesville, WOWK in Huntington, and WTTG in Washington, which is a major, you know, so three TV stations. And at the last one, she was the lead reporter for the 10 p.m. news, so she was in prime time.
My girl.
So, but she joined CNN. Let's
see. She leaving. So now I ain't got nobody but Abby.
Yeah.
If they get rid of Abby, I'm canceling my CNN. I'm gonna tell you right now.
Well, what are you gonna watch?
MSNBC and Fox.
Oh God! So that you can watch that. What's her face? Rachel Maddow.
Come watch Rachel Maddow at night.
No, I don't watch Rachel at night. I'm a Cuomo guy. Because Cuomo done got pissed off now. He used to be trying to be middle of the road, but ever since January 6th, he done got pissed off. Ain't no middle of the road now.
Anyways.
Pissed off Cuomo is very entertaining.
He always is. He always is. Anyways.
Him and Don Lemon.
I got to tell you, look up that video of him and Don Lemon and their bromance. It's about a 30-minute video of just all the things that they've exchanged with each other over the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, yeah. Ever since he moved into that slot.
Don't call the band Frodo.
Oh, yeah, Fredo.
Fredo, yeah, don't call him.
Yeah, he about to beat the hell out of somebody for calling the Fredo. I mean, Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo are family.
They are family.
They family. You know what I'm saying?
So
and
How long
has Don been on there?
Don Lemon's been on CNN for years.
Yeah. How long been out as gay?
Oh, out? I don't know. I think he's been out for as long as I've known that he's been on CNN.
He used to pretend not to be.
Let's see here. Let's see if we can. He joined CNN in September.
Joe need to take his hand out of his pocket. Now I'm getting nervous. What the hell is he doing? He's been up here for 2 hours with that damn hand in his pocket.
2011, he came out.
It's like, Joe, what are you doing with your left hand in your pocket? Touch it yourself or something. This is gonna be weird. I know Fox News is gonna talk about how he used his left hand. I'm just saying.
Here, let me see if I've got some.
He's been walking around for 2 hours with his hand in his pocket. Hours of change.
Yeah, here it is.
Now you got both hands in
the pocket. It really looks amazing. Are you going to dance on those?
Hold on, let me see if we got some.
Oh, Dean.
Here we go. Here's some banter between Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo.
Or status in society. As simple as that.
You are 100% correct. And you know who agrees with you most?
Yeah.
Carolina Regina Mattia Cha-Cha-Cha Cuomo.
She's mad at me.
She is not mad at you. She loves you, even though Dean Lemon has my 9-year-old in his office and pumps her for information.
Oh, I got everything.
Puts it on video and then tries to use it against
she
her
She said
own
I
father.
Could videotape her as Dan long as I didn't send it out and put
Never
it online.
Never trust the media. How many times have I told you this? The media is not your friend, not even Uncle Don.
I got to
check. Okay.
I gotta tell you a secret.
Prime time and cha-cha prime time.
Take a look at the score. Good thing she can't hear.
There's some funny stuff.
I'm not doing it again.
There's some funny. There's some good one-liners here that they've had.
Cuomo's brother going to resign.
Who?
Andrew?
No.
All right, here's another one. Let me ask, which is your favorite, by the way?
My favorite is candy.
You remember about the COVID?
I was born in the 60s.
Candy corn, here it is. This bag has your name on it. You know what number they were?
What
candy
is it?
Corn number 67. Same as your age.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Let's bring in D Lemon. What do you say? Do you like the nostalgia, or you shouldn't play with a classic?
I can't believe it. It's been 28 years, man. I am old. I actually kind of like it. Before, you know, when I was single, that was every night at my house, man. Just get home and do whatever.
You trying to evade men that were trying to hurt you in your own home?
Oh, wow.
Listen to us, man. We're like wheezing old men.
You should know, of all people. I know, right?
Oh, it's so funny.
Somebody's got to explain this to Trump, so I guess that'll be my job.
This is them. Hold on.
Makes sense to me? Don Lemon, please come in here. Makes sense to him. Yeah, never. If you ever, if I'm ever the chairman, I will never. You know, it's not that bad an idea.
Yeah. First he's got the vapors.
He did have the vapors.
I got the vapors. And then, you know, he's like, well, I'm Mr. Pragmatic, and I have to explain this to the president.
Beautiful. Can you give me the vapors line one more time for the weekend?
I've got the vapors.
Thank you, Don Lemon. I'll see you in a little bit. You gotta give it to him when he has a good line.
Can you explain to me, what does lasagna of lies mean?
When you make a lasagna, you start with one layer of pasta, okay. Then you have the meat, then you have ricotta, then you have some more cheese, then you have some sauce, and then there's another layer of pasta. And then there's more meat, and then there's more ricotta, and then you have some more cheese, and then you have some more sauce. And you build it more and more and more, and that is the lasagna of lies that we are dealing with on this probe. Do you understand?
Everybody, you go ahead.
Carl Bernstein is saying it's like a matzo ball of lies. It's all. What say YouTube?
It's a goulash of lies.
Chinese food. Because
I say from the South, Chris, it's a gumbo of lies. It's a jumbo. No, it's a jambalaya.
How about L-I-E-A? Don's got the vapors.
I do have the vapors tonight. It is funny. Happy Mama's Day.
Happy Mama's Day to you, Mama. Mama's Day, yeah. Beautiful lady, and boy, is she proud of your ugly ass.
You know what? I'll take it. She's proud of you, too. She really is. She loves you, and tell Christina I said happy Mother's Day, and to your mom as well. Two really great women. I'm just surprised that you're not a better person being associated and around them all the time.
What not everyone
why is it
works
not rubbing
out?
Off?
Not everyone works out. There is darkness and light. That's why they need me and you. It's just our character is opposite from our complexion. Now, the oldest.
Well, there you go. That's them.
Right.
Bantering back and forth. Hold on. I got to play this one.
Model to be the cover of the issue. 45 years old. D. Lemon. I love this story. One, full disclosure, big fan. I'm not objective on this.
I love
breaking the barrier.
I've got a surprise for you.
What do you got?
Okay, roll it, please. Look, everyone, see what that says? It says Tyra Banks. Gotta do what you gotta do. Listen, I love you. Do me a favor and say, now let's get after it.
Now let's get after it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was Tyra Banks.
Thank you very much. Look, I read the magazine for the articles.
People have been asking.
Okay, well, anyways. All right, that's it. So, yeah, they've got definitely a bromance going on.
They're family, man.
I know they are. Oh, boy. So, let's talk some wrestling, shall we? I did not watch Raw last night. But I got a couple of things I want to talk about. Number one, Bad Bunny is the current WWE 24/7 champion.
Come on, man.
Well, that's only if he's going to Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Well, Bad Bunny also has had the top two selling t-shirts on WWEshop.com the past 2 weeks.
And the thing about bringing in more celebrities.
Bow Wow has reported to a wrestling school. He's being trained by Rikishi.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
He got to get a stink face every day.
Chad Moss, you cut this out, man.
And,
Hold up. Can we go back? Stop.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Chad wrestling? And Leon Ruff.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Right.
Lacey Evans is legitimately pregnant. She's pregnant.
Lacey, man.
She is pregnant for real, but they're going to continue the storyline of her being pregnant until she can no longer can come on TV. And Ric Flair is the quote-unquote father in the story, but she is for real pregnant. Huh?
I said Ric Flair is sloppy.
Mm-hmm. But there you go. That's the three big stories this week in wrestling. Oh, and that Tony Khan said that WWE's welcome to talk to them anytime that they want, which I don't buy for one bit.
I don't know. I think he wouldn't mind doing cross promotion.
Oh, bullshit.
But you know,
they're the enemy. WWE's the enemy.
Triple H, if he was in total charge, he would do it. Vince will never do it.
I don't know if Triple H would do direct competition. With somebody else, maybe, but not the direct competition.
No, I mean, look, one of the articles I saw was about trading talent, mm-hmm. like they used to do back in the day. Maybe you could do that, you know, trade a couple wrestlers nobody's using in each company, mm-hmm. see if the other company could do with them.
Let's see here. Adam Cole turned on Kyle O'Reilly at the TakeOver event this past week. So Kyle O'Reilly apparently is now out of the Undisputed Era. Let me see what other stories we got here. Jim Cornette and Brian Last now are no longer talking to Dave Meltzer. I think we talked about that last week, but apparently, and I have not watched this, so I'm going to see if I can play the audio here, but Cesaro cut what is said to be the promo of his career this past week on Talking Smack. And the thing here is that supposedly Talking Smack has been the program to watch for the up-and-coming talent on the SmackDown brand that is going to supposedly get, hopefully, a substantial push, because that's been their outlet to showcase who they really are on the microphone. And that show is Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on WWE Network. And, well, let's hear what Cesaro said this past Saturday on Talking Smack.
I can't remember the last time I had a chance at the Universal title or at any championship in WWE. And I'm still going because I believe that hard work pays off. And I believe because every single person out there that believes in me and that has believed in me since I came to the United States, since I came to WWE, because guess what? I did not come to WWE when I came to the United States. Oh no. I worked my way up the hard way. I worked every single day to get here. I worked every single day to be here. And you know what? I love it. I love every single moment of it because that's who I am and that's what I believe in. So to every single person out there who believes what they're doing is right, no matter what everybody else said, no matter what everybody believes, no matter what everybody wants to tell them, they feel they're right. They're doing it the right way, with the right integrity, with the right motives in mind. That matters. Your word matters. Your action matters. Every single thing that you do matters, no matter what everyone else says about you, no matter how everyone else feels about you. What you feel in here and what you believe in, that's what matters. And that's why you need to believe in yourself, and that's why you're going to be successful. And that's why I am going to be Universal Champion, given the chance. And you know that, Paul. And I know that. Kayla knows that. You know that. You know that. Nikki knows it. Maura knows it. Brian knows it. And every single person at home, sitting in the, as we call it, Cesaro section, knows it and has ever knows it. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you believe in, and that's why I fight every single day, and I love it. Love, Paul, because I love wrestling. Love will always succeed.
You need love.
Okay, there you go. I mean, he needs his time to shine. I mean, he's not a young guy. Cesaro is, I believe, he's going to be almost 50 years old.
He needs Vince to retire. That's what he needs.
Cesaro's 40. Right. Excuse me, 40 years old. He just turned 40 in December. But he's not a young guy. Another story an article I saw about Dolph Ziggler and how Dolph Ziggler is okay being where he is, you know, and he's been in the WWE for 17 years. Think about that. Dolph Ziggler has been in the WWE for 17 years.
Right now, the only full-time longer than him is Orton, right?
He's up there. Orton's been there 19 years. Let me see who else has been there a long time. has been post Cena and stuff. Yeah, I mean
they're all part timers.
Yeah, I mean with the exception of like Kofi has been there. I believe Kofi's been there about 13 years now, but Dolph being there 17 years, it kind of like, when I read that, I was like, oh shit, he's been there a long time. Cesaro's been in WWE for 15 years.
13?
15.
Wow.
15 years he's been in WWE. So he's been there a long, long time. Hold on. No, I take that back. Sorry. 10 years. I don't know where I got 15 from. 10 years. He started with Florida Champion. He never was in NXT. There was no NXT when he came into the WWE. Cesaro. Cesaro went to NXT to have a little mini feud, but Cesaro never went through NXT.
No, I'm saying I thought when they first started and they had some of the veterans go
no,
down
there. No, he never did that. He went through FCW and was in FCW for a cup of coffee.
So the match he had with Sami Zayn, where did that take?
That was at NXT, but that, like I said, that's when he went down there. He never went through the ranks of NXT. He went down and had a feud. In NXT, which is different.
He went down there. How long was he down there?
A couple of months. You know, and yeah, so man, a lot of people probably. Yeah. I mean, look at Shelton Benjamin. Even though Shelton Benjamin was out of the WWE for, what, like 8 years?
Almost a decade.
Shelton debuted in the WWE in 2003, so that was 18 years ago. Some of these people, but the problem with Shelton, and this is all falls on Shelton and nobody else, I've always read and understood that the reason why Shelton doesn't get his push is Shelton's fault because he doesn't show drive, he doesn't show ambition, he doesn't show the want for it. So.
And how long has Miz been there?
Miz has been in the WWE 17 years, 16, 17 years.
And Morrison, he was gone for like a decade before he came back?
Yeah. The Miz came to WWE in 2004. So he's been there 17 years.
When you say 2004, you mean as a wrestler or when he first was there?
When he went through the Tough Enough series and then he became a wrestler after that.
But before he wrestled, he was... They
he was doing all that crap, that promo crap with the interviews and stuff. Yeah.
So it was that show on Sundays on MTV he was a part of.
He was on Tough Enough.
No. Remember when WWE had the wrestling show on MTV?
Sunday Night Heat?
What, Heat?
Yeah.
Sunday Night Heat? I don't know. I think Sunday Night Heat may have been off the air at that point, but either way, he had been doing the interviews and stuff for a long time. So... let's see here. So yeah, I guess the next one on the line would have been Dolph Ziggler and The Miz to have the longest tenures currently in the WWE. You know, if you don't count Triple H, who's not an active wrestler anymore. Triple H has been in the WWE right. for 26 years.
Shout out to Abby Phillips. Hey Abby, hey. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Any other news wrestling-wise that we need to touch on?
Y'all, I'm going to quit acting like Abby ain't this stuff.
Abby's okay.
Oh, man. All right.
Did y'all watch my new favorite show today?
What's your new favorite show?
Young Rock.
No. Well, how are we going to watch? We've been on the air.
It came out 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, I didn't watch it. I completely forgot.
Me either. I missed it.
I'll have to DVR it, or I'll get it off Peacock later.
Please. So when does the WWE Network start on Peacock?
Middle of March. The day of... what is this? Elimination Chamber is this pay-per-view? This will be the final pay-per-view right. on the WWE Network.
Are they going to give out refunds?
Only you would ask for a refund. Refund for what?
Saying, if they cut the network off and you have not gotten a full month out of what you paid.
It's unlikely they will, Surfer.
I mean,
depends on what day you signed up for the network. They're not going to quibble over refunding you a dollar.
So what if they charge you that week leading up to them shutting the network down?
Maybe you should be on top of that then.
So I need to cancel my network at the end of this month, basically.
I don't know. We haven't gotten any. We have no information on how the transition is supposed to be. You maybe don't even have to do anything. Because maybe it'll go, if you don't have a Peacock subscription, maybe it'll just go into Peacock. We don't know. I'm assuming we're going to get some more information probably in the next couple of weeks.
You know, I'm with Surfer. I don't want y'all to... You need to prorate my bill this month.
They must have had a lot of people watching the network on Peacock for them to want to pay that kind of money.
No, I don't think so. Because the WWE offering on Peacock is very limited.
Yeah, but still. That, a lot of people may still have...
Peacock... Listen, Peacock needed something to drive... That service, because really, Peacock launched when? At the beginning of the year? No. They launched when? In October or something like that?
Okay.
nothing really drove anybody to Peacock other than the Saved by the Bell reboot.
But
Peacock needs something.
They have a full library, you saying?
They
right?
have a full library, but other than that, what new programming drew you to Peacock? Because a lot of the shows that are on Peacock are on other services until those contracts expire.
You know how they could get a lot of people to sell for Peacock? Bring the Fast and Furious movie on there.
Well, there's a few of them. Oh, well, you're talking about the new one. It may happen. It may happen. But now, speaking of Peacock, next Thursday... Punky Brewster debuts. How does this tie into wrestling? Well, apparently Sasha Banks and Charlotte Flair will be in an episode.
So, who's taking George Gaines' place?
Nobody.
Oh. Well, speaking of streaming services, so
go ahead.
CBS Access is about to switch over to Paramount Plus.
You're right.
So they have a code. If you sign up for CBS Access now and use the code, you can get a whole year for $30.
I know you sent a text message about this.
The server know how to back to all of these goddamn streaming services.
Now let me ask you this, like, Surfer, are you going to pay
the
$30?
Jimmy Ubriaco.
Are you going to pay the yeah, he's exactly like Jimmy Ubriaco. Are you going to pay the $30 to get a year of Paramount?
Yeah, I signed up already.
Oh, so you already paid your $30.
Yeah.
I got enough streaming services. I got Netflix.
I'll sign up for anything HBO that ties into Max. My cable thing. Because
it's adding up just like the cable bill.
But the thing is, if you've got cable service, a lot of the things are included. Like Peacock, I don't pay for. I don't pay for HBO Max. I don't pay for...
Oh, that's because you got...
I have HBO.
Comcast.
I don't have Comcast and things like that. So I don't pay for those services.
Lucky bastard.
You know, I'm considering expanding my Disney Plus and migrating into my Hulu at just to get ESPN Plus for no reason. I don't have any reason to have ESPN Plus, but
right.
With that I could the problem with the combo package of the Disney Plus and Hulu is excuse me, I believe the only combo they offer right now is with Hulu with commercials, and right now I pay without commercials.
So. I'm done. I'm so spoiled by Hulu with no commercials. I watch nothing live.
Yeah,
no shows on ABC. I don't watch those live.
You can get it without commercials, but not for the $12.95.
No, I don't think they offer the combo, Surfer.
Right.
Without the commercials.
And ESPN Plus.
I don't give a damn about that, but if it's included, I'll take it.
If you can package it, but what he was trying to do is package it.
Without ads.
Without the commercials and ads, yeah.
Listen.
When you watch TV without, when you watch streaming services without ads, it's just worlds of difference.
That's why whenever the Peacock thing in WWE Network happens, I'll be sure to upgrade my Peacock service, because right now, the Peacock service I pay for or that I don't pay for includes ads. I'm going to make sure, because if I want my WWE Network, I don't want commercials. So I'm going to pay whatever the $5 is to get it without the commercials, because I'm still going to save $5.
What's the commercial going to match?
Not for a live thing.
Doing a pay-per-view?
But during archives, there will be commercials, yeah.
Hell yeah, they'll slap it right in though. Like it's part of the show.
Look, as far as I'm concerned,
and if you've ever watched like one of these other apps, not like Hulu or something, where the commercials are placed exactly at the times of the commercial breaks. Let's say you're watching a movie, and just randomly in the middle of a scene, they go to commercial.
Right.
The scene doesn't end, or no, it's in the middle of a scene, in the middle of dialogue, and they go to commercial. That's what I'm not going to tolerate on the WWE Network.
That's how I don't understand how that IMBD service is still out there with all them ads and they crap.
Yeah.
They got ads and everything.
I don't use IMDb. Wikipedia is where I go.
I thought IMDb was really part of Prime.
It is a part of Prime, but they got ads. So, I mean, I like In the Heat of the Night, but I ain't watching it with ads. So, like that. Or they have different movies on YouTube and stuff that, like, come watch. Free with ads.
Initial update. That Young Rock was supposedly very good.
So I'll get into it when he get a little older. Or does it jump through his?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
The first episode showed like a little snippet of all his ages, and I tell you, they got some actors that look like the wrestlers that they were portraying, like the Iron Sheik and
Randy Savage and things like that. Yeah,
Vince is on there.
Vince is on there.
I want to know.
The first episode.
If they're gonna get into the Farouk and the Nation of Domination, they're gonna get into with Bret Hart.
It's about adult life. It's about him growing up.
That is about him growing up to becoming the Rock who he is now.
No, I mean from a kid to
college. Oh hell, nobody give a damn about that. I want to see him be the Pineapple Rock and get booed out of Madison Square Garden at Survivor Series 96. Damn it. Stuff that was pertinent to our life. Damn, him growing up. I want to see him go play Mick Foley. I want to see him go play.
They found some lookalikes to play The Rock, too. I mean, the kid probably got a life in kids. But him walking around with a mustache in high school, that shit was comical.
Yeah, I want to see that. I hope they get into that match he had with Bret Hart for the Intercontinental title for 1997, I believe, early 97.
Covering that.
Hey, well, hell, I don't need to watch it. I want to know about D-Lo. I want to see who played D-Lo.
Who going to play Karma?
Owen Hart.
Yep, who's gonna play Owen?
All the wrestlers.
Who gonna play Triple H in China?
It's all the wrestlers he grew up with. They had Andre, they had the Wild Samoans, they had JYD, and they had the Iron Sheik in his first episode.
Oh man.
And his mom and father.
Who gonna play Test? Who gonna play who else? Kid Shamrock in the corporation. Come on.
Who's gonna play Stone Cold?
If you gonna do, yeah. Who? Right.
Who's gonna play John Cena?
Who gonna play Cena?
Play Stone Cold.
Play Vin Diesel.
Who gonna play Shane McMahon? Who gonna play Road Dogg and Mr. Ass? I mean, this is a lot. See, The Rock Life need to be like a series. It ain't no goddamn regular life. You can't leave out the.
Is an episode gonna be dedicated to the pay per view that was named after him?
Right. Fact. Still, the only person in WWE or wrestling period to have a pay-per-view named after his finisher. I mean, who gonna play Hollywood? I mean, you gotta do Hollywood Rock. I mean, it's a lot of rock you gotta cover, man, to make this thing so
too funny.
To get us in the to get us wrestling fans invested. That's not, you know, blind rock witnesses. I don't care about him growing up. Where he grew up in Pennsylvania somewhere, didn't he?
At one point he lived in Bethlehem.
He grew up like a million places.
Yeah. Who gonna play Charlie Ward? We was at Miami sacking Charlie Ward.
They got one tap.
Who's gonna play Jim Ross? Signing into that contract, and Pat Patterson and
Harvey Wilberman.
That's right. Buying him that $40 crack mobile.
That crack rental.
Oh boy.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that, see, when you try to put these wrestlers' life on screen, it's a lot of details. People like me and Double A won't cover. Like in this Hogan biopic that's getting ready to drop.
What's a Lifetime movie?
I don't know. I thought it was going to the theaters or something. But they got Chris Hemsworth playing them.
probably could see that.
Oh, boy.
You know how much Hogan they got to cover within a 2-hour movie?
A lot of Hogan.
For real. They need to start in 1984. Don't even start.
don't talk about the Thunderlips era.
Nope. You trying to get it in, get it out, man. I mean, you might get started at Thunderlips, but you can't go back too far.
You
only got 2 hours.
That's why it should be a mini series.
I would hope. I would love that if they did it like they did the New Edition movie, 3 parts. Now, if they did a rock movie like that, I'd be interested because you know it's gonna cover his life.
Or do like they did the Jackson 5 movie that was like 8 hours long.
But they did it over a certain amount of nights, right?
They did it over 2 nights, I think, 4 hours each night,
right? See what I'm saying? Because you go early Hogan, you know, middle Hogan, and then TNA Hogan at the end. That's the three right there. Thunderlips to WCW. You could do Thunderlips till he left WWE. Then you do WCW to going back to WWF. Then you do WWF to TNA. Bam. There it is. 3 part, like Surfer said, 3 nights. I think they're going to screw this up. I really do. I'm hoping they don't, but I got a real feeling they're going to screw this Hogan thing up. And then we got a Rock, Young Rock. Now we got a Hogan biopic. Who next? Who's the next one, Double A, down the pike?
What are they doing on that?
Let's get a Ric Flair biopic.
Oh, man, that's too raunchy. They got to show that on
Adam and
they
Eve.
They got to show that on
Spice.
HBO or something. Spice, right, Spice. Something like that.
I'm curious. This is just me talking out loud. As I scroll through my guide thing on the cable box, I still see that there's a channel for Adam and Eve and Spice and everything, and you can
what?
You could actually pay a monthly fee to be a subscriber to the channel. What I want to know is what deviant is in 2021, paying, let's say, $29.99 a month to have the Spice Channel open on their cable box. So that, let's see, I'll bounce around. There's nothing on CNN, and let me see what's on Spice.
Well, that's just like who...
Who pays for this stuff anymore? This is what I don't get.
I still see them 976 single numbers coming.
Okay, I understand that one. Those I understand. But I don't understand paying for it on the TV.
Some people don't want the hardcore stuff. They just want the erotic stuff.
Yeah, but last time I checked, they show everything. It's not like before.
They never show nothing hardcore on those networks.
Yes, they do. Surfer, yes, they do. When was the last time you saw something from one of those channels?
Well, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, then I'm telling you they do.
Every time I've seen something on there, it is always something softcore.
No, that doesn't exist anymore. They show everything now.
Oh, okay. No, I'm missing.
So I'm, and if let me see, what channel is it on? Let me see. I'm going to see what's on right now. I know it's in the 500s.
Speaking of those channels, you know, we lost a pioneer of the pornography business.
Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Even perverts need a tribute. Perverts. So let's see. We've got, okay. These are the channels that are currently available on my cable system. Okay, there's Vivid TV, Hustler TV, Playboy TV, Ecstasy, 10 Network, Penthouse TV, Juicy, Playboy in Spanish, and I think that's it. Oh, there is no more Spice in Adam and Eve. Okay, so there's these channels, right? Let's see what's on the... Let's just see... here we go. On the Juicy Network. Ebony and... This is Ebony and Ivory, Onyx and Pearl, number 3.
Oh, wow. Interracial.
So, here's the description. Tight girls take on black studs with gigantic pork swords. See them get spread.
Oh, wow.
So, you could be a subscriber to this and get this open on your TV 24 hours a day if you want it.
How much are they charging like that?
I don't know. Let's see.
I mean, HBO is like, what, 15?
Let me see here. Hold on. What is the description of this? Hold on. I see, like, this is for Once in a Blue Moon 2. These babes got the kind of ebony booty that leaves you speechless, round, bouncy, and thick. So you can just subscribe to this and just get this 24/7 if you
wanted to. Did they have Dark Brother movies on there?
Let's see.
Did you say Dark Brother?
The Dark Brothers, yes. Oh, very man. famous duo in like late 80s, early 90s.
I have a feeling they're not showing vintage on these channels, Surfer.
But they need a vintage channel.
Look at this. People like this. A Taste of the Good Life 3. Let's see here. The Sweetest Crush 2, Miami Mamacitas, Bouncing Along 4. These are all sequels, by the way. All sequels.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Asking for a Favor, number 4. And I love how these descriptions are very clean. She craves sex that her husband won't give her, so a hung black stud plows her pink.
Well, you know, kids can read.
Kids can read, but I guess they don't understand what that means, right?
You gotta put that parental block on that thing.
Pluto TV. Let me put back. I was watching Zio in Japanese here. So let me put that back on. Yeah. Anyways. I think that's it for wrestling. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on wrestling-wise?
No, we got a pay-per-view this Sunday.
We got a pay-per-view on Sunday. That's right. I forgot.
So what did you think of last Sunday's pay-per-view? Did you watch it?
I did not watch it because I was out stuffing my face at Culver's.
Right.
Which was delightful. I would love to do it again.
That's what happens when you have a little young lady in your life, sir. Exactly. And you ain't got time to be watching.
Cameron's got a new gimmick. Now he got money.
I heard. That I did hear. Cameron Grimes, and apparently, even though that it's a gimmick, it is 100% legit. He did actually bank on the GameStop stock. So, that is a real-life situation that they are...
him rolling around in money and showering himself in bills.
I guess.
Listen, Cameron Grimes, you can't help but find him funny. I mean, especially when he got in that feud with Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, I don't like... I'm not a big fan of some of the people in NXT right now. Let's see here. I guess that's it. In terms of wrestling and other things. I talked about Jim Cornette and Brian last. I talked about... I watched Saved by the Bell, and something had struck me this past...
Caught my attention.
I could have sworn I... Oh, I did ask Tony C something about Karate Kid 3 this past weekend. And it was, I'm gonna rewind.
About Danny LaRusso dance.
Okay, no. There's a couple of questions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about the Mr. Miyagi quiz?
First of all, I said the way Daniel was dancing while he was getting dressed when Terry Silver snuck into the house made it seem like he was prepping to get laid by Jessica that night. That was observation number one.
Which he was.
Number two, that Jessica Andrews asked a very good question. If Miyagi was Daniel's best friend, why did he call him Miyagi or Mr. Miyagi?
Because he was older than him.
I don't know if I buy that one 100%.
It's a respect thing.
Surfer's older than us, and we still call him Surfer.
But his name is Mr. Surfer. Like, Mr. Surfer.
We can call him Mr. Surfer.
If his name was... If that was in his name...
Is there a Mr. in your name, Surfer? I guess he hung up. Or not hung up, he put himself on mute. And then the other thing I asked was, how many sporting tournaments took place at the All Valley Center that ended in chaos and ruined the life of someone for the next 30-plus years? And I came to the observation that that building is cursed. Because every time that there's a tournament in that building, it ends in chaos. And it ruins the life of the loser.
Only one.
Sorry, I had to go away for a second. What are you talking about?
Is there a Mister in your name, Surfer?
Can be sometimes.
There can be. See?
When you go to the doctor's office, Mister Surfer.
What is that? What did I miss? What are you talking about?
Let me ask you something. Are you on are you on a first name basis with any of your physicians or attorneys or anything that you deal on a business level with? Like, you go to the doctor and your doctor's name is Bill Henderson. Do you call him Dr. Henderson or do you call him Bill?
No, I call him by the title.
So you call him Dr. Henderson.
Yeah.
What about an attorney? If you got an attorney, do you call him by, you call him Mr. Whatever, or you say, listen, John?
Usually when you go before an attorney, they'll usually set the rules whether or not y'all sticking with calling each other Mr. Or they let you call them by their first name or not.
See,
but they're always going to call you Mr.
We know that Surfer wants his stepkids to call him Sir. So.
Yeah, he did say that.
So he did set the ground rules for that. All right. So you keep it professional then, Surfer, is what you're saying.
Well, look, I don't like it when somebody thinks they're above me and I'm supposed to call them Mister, but they just call me by my first name or even by nickname. If we want to keep it Mister, that's fine.
Give us an example, though. Who has done that and called you your name, has called you Surfer, and they think they are above you?
Well, when I was working in King of Prussia, PA.
He was working at Sears.
Right? Now, their manager thought everybody should call him Mr. So-and-so. But I wasn't doing it.
Okay. There we go. Surfer just had to mute himself.
It's like with James Brown.
Okay.
He wanted everybody to call him Mr. Brown, so therefore he would call everybody else Mr.
I don't know. Somebody should have just walked up and called him Jimmy.
That's a fact.
If you saw the movie... he's on the Perry Como show, and he goes, oh, great job, Jimmy. And he says, call me Mr. Brown. And he says, sure thing, Mr. Brown.
So Surfer's entertaining people right now. He keeps muting himself as if we can't hear what's going on over there. That's why I don't believe the Valentine's Day story, people. Anyways. So Surfer keeps it on a professional level, assuming that they are respectful to him. And they show that they don't try to show that they're above him. Basically. That's how I understood what he just said. So.
Yeah, I mean, if you were saying we have to call you Mr. A, that's fine.
Mr. A.
Sounds call me Mr. Surfer, and we got to understand.
That sounds ridiculous.
Mr. A.
I mean, I understand saying Mr. C, you know, when you're in trial, but...
Were you in litigation?
In litigation. I can see Tony C going up to the witness stand and be like, state your full name, please. Anthony C.
So, not the full government name.
Exactly. Oh man. But I'm watching this episode of O-Rangers, which is the Zeo Power Rangers in America, and watching, you know, Prince Sprocket was murdered, okay, by another bad guy, and then he was brought back to life by the head of his dead father. And he came back as forgot his name. Prince something else. But anyways, he came back and was kicking ass. He was a badass. Anyways. Alright. So Surfer likes to keep it professional. What about, do you know anybody on a first name basis? You know, at the bakery or at the steak shop, at the sub shop, wherever you get your steak sandwich from, that is just meat on bread.
Yeah, no, I don't go in no store that often that I know the people working behind the counter.
So there's no, you don't go to any stores that they're like, ah, Surfer, the usual steak sandwich,
you know,
nothing on it.
Denny's is with me.
So, oh, Denny's is like that with you, Tony.
Yeah, when I call in,
he's like that with you.
Yeah, but you order Denny's so much, though, that...
That's a fact.
How many times a week do you order Denny's?
At least twice a week.
Yeah, of course they know.
What's so great about Denny's?
It's the burger. He loves that
cheeseburger,
burger.
Man.
And it's the
add bacon to that thing.
And it's the deal. It's a good price. I don't know. I can't bring myself to get a burger from Denny's after the last fiasco that I had.
You should try it.
No. I had a fiasco the last time I went.
You know, they're making a big deal about burgers at Wawa now.
Really? They have burgers at Wawa?
Hold on. Mm-hmm.
Burgers at Wawa.
Burgers at Wawa.
Hold on. I got to research this. I haven't heard that one yet.
Well, they had it in several markets. Now they're going to try them out nationwide.
I'll be damned. Look at this. The Wawa Burger Review. Look at this. I'll be damned. Let's play this... Also, it's going to roll out nationwide. Here's the story from CBS Philly, Channel 3.
Wawa's hoagies are about to get some competition. Wawa is now serving up burgers as well. And just like the hoagies, the all-natural Angus burgers are completely customizable. Extra cheese for me, please. The burger is available every day starting at 4 p.m. You can get them inside Wawa or through a delivery service.
I can't believe that shit. Now, let's ask Tony C., would you go to Wawa and get a burger? Give it a second. Tony C's on mute.
His answer is no.
Let me take it to Lee. Lee, I know you're home. I know you're listening. You're a Wawa. You like going to Wawa. I know you're a fan of their sweet potato and their Thanksgiving sandwich and things like that. Tell me, would you get a? I know you're plant based. Would you get a burger from Wawa? Unbelievable. That is questionable to me.
Has anybody had a burger from Regal yet?
From the movie theater?
Yeah.
They're not all the same, you know that, Surfer, right? That the food court, the counter, the snack counter are not all the same in all the theaters.
No, I'm not getting no burger from Wawa.
There you go. Tony C just answered.
So no one's never had a burger from Regal Theater.
I think I've had a burger at the movie theater,
I had a burger at the movies. No,
but I think
chicken.
I think I've done it, but I've done it because I knew that the snack counter was like one of those fancy snack counters.
Yeah, gourmet. What they call gourmet?
Yeah.
Yeah, they started doing those in the AMC.
It's like, for example,
doing that in a movie.
For example,
that's an excuse to overcharge you. I mean, they charge what, $15 for a pretzel?
Well, yeah, I did the dinner in a movie thing, the Cena Bistro for a Harry Potter movie eons ago, and that cost me an arm and a leg, but it was good. It was good.
I do the AMC jump. I think I did Cena Bistro when I was in Virginia. It is up there. I did it for the Expendables.
I remember I did it for Harry Potter when I was dating my wife. And we did it for, I think it was the last Harry Potter. I think the bill came out to like $100.
Sound about right.
What were you saying, Surfer?
I like the food from Movie Tavern.
I've never heard of that.
No, I don't know what
that
is.
But you must be a snack counter connoisseur.
No. The Movie Tavern is one of those places, one of those theaters that I know Tony C would hate that. They bring you the food to your seat.
I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, that's what they do in the movie. At AMC.
Yeah, that's the Cena Bistro.
I know some AMC have that too. That movie grill, they food is horrible.
But the to go back to the thing, like I don't think I've ever had anything. I think the closest I've had to like food at a movie theater has been like a slice of pizza. Like I've never ordered. If I ordered a burger, I think it was probably because it was like Tony C said, a gourmet counter or something. But.
Yeah, usually I just get the pizza from an AMC, and then they, you know,
I would never
nuke that cardboard little disc of a pizza.
It's like, for example, I still don't understand why people get a hot dog at like Target at like the lunch counter.
I thought that was a bomb.
In those days. 25 years ago, that was a big deal. But I don't know why people would go to Target to get a hot dog.
Or to get a Slurpee.
I understand the Slurpee.
In 7-Eleven right on the road.
No. If you don't have a 7-Eleven around, I get it from there.
At least up here, they took them all out. The only thing they got near is a Starbucks.
No, here in the Target by my house, they still have a counter. And at the counter, they have the Starbucks, but they also serve Pizza Hut, and they serve. And from there, I always get the same thing. I always get breadsticks. I'll never get a pizza, but breadsticks you can't go wrong with. And I get the and I get a Slurpee, but I can't imagine. Like I looked at the menu. I was in Target on Saturday, I think, or no, Friday. I had the day off of work on Friday, so we went to Target, and. I just happened to be looking at the menu, and I'm like, I wonder if there's anybody that actually orders this. There was hot dogs and chicken tenders. And I'm thinking, who the hell is coming to this counter and ordering a hot dog and chicken tenders now? I don't get it. And they have pretzels and the popcorn and all that stuff. I mean, the lunch counter thing is passe, but I understand selling Pizza Hut stuff. But a hot dog? Mm-mm.
Man, my pizza just got delivered.
From Papa John's, huh?
No, Domino, Brooklyn style, baby.
I had a Brooklyn style one time. I didn't think it was anything special.
Man, Brooklyn style is the bomb.
Detroit pizza.
I don't want to try. No, I'm not going to do the Detroit pizza because it's Pizza Hut, and that's a sponge with grease.
Okay,
the only Pizza Hut I can eat.
Everything.
What's the point of doing what?
Sauce on the top.
Listen. There's different types of pizzas all over the country, and everybody claims that theirs is the original and the best and all this stuff. I just like my pizza normal. Normal. That's it.
Exactly. I don't need a Chicago deep dish.
Well, those are good. They just heavy on the sauce, man. My thing is, at this point in the game, my pizza, I don't want no heavy sauce. So, if you can't lighten it up,
this whole thing,
I
though,
can't mess with you.
This whole thing about Wawa selling burgers, though.
I'm not doing Wawa.
Wawa is taking on the fast food giants. It's now offering burgers at all of its stores, and you may be lucky enough to win a free burger for a year. There's a contest that you can enter on Wawa's website. Wawa says the burgers are already top sellers at new drive-thru locations in Bucks County and in South Jersey.
It was only a matter of time. You know, they move to the drive-thru, they master everything else they do on their menu, and they say, hey, that's it. Game on. Open season.
But remember back in the day? Through.
Yes, we were talking about this.
There was no burger. There was no quesadilla. It was just hoagies and pretzels.
And just you and the counter is what you're saying, right? You remember verbally giving exactly what you wanted on that hoagie.
Too many tomatoes.
You get it? Exactly.
You know, a little bit more lettuce, yeah.
See, I remember writing it down if there was a long line.
Yeah.
And times have changed. Jinx.
That does it for today's edition of The Lineup.
For Eric Coleman, I'm Keith Jones. You can always get NBC 10 news updates on the NBC 10 app and catch us weekday mornings from 4 to 7 a.m. to Sim.
So, yeah, burgers at Wawa. I'll have to try it. Gonna have to try it. All right. Anything else you guys want to touch on, or we'll call it an early night, especially since you got your pizza?
Tony C, I just saw on Facebook that Eddie Murphy's supposed to be playing Marion Barry in a biopsy pick.
Wait a minute. Can we replay that? He said biopsy pick.
Eddie Murphy's supposed to be playing Marion Barry in a biopsy pick.
Biopsy pick. Biopic is right, Surfer.
Right, biopic.
But you said biopsy pick.
Yeah, I messed up. Man, Whitfield 68. Man, it looks good.
Biopsy pick. Anyways, Tony C's eating his pizza. That's why he's not talking. It must be hot, out of the oven, with a lot of pepperoni, a lot of cheese, a lot of bacon, a lot of pork fat on there.
No.
By the way, I saw somebody use lard as butter the other day on TV.
No, that's old time stuff.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, no, that's a little much.
Yeah, man. You ever see those big tubes of lard people used to buy?
Oh, I know. I remember when I was first learning how to, I took a home ec class in high school. I already knew how to cook. But I was learning some finer details, so to speak. Like, one of the lessons we had was doing a doing fried chicken, and we had to fry it in lard.
Oh man!
And I remember getting the electric skillet out and dumping all this lard in there until it was melted. I forgot how much we had to put, but it had to have been a lot. Because to fry chicken, you need a lot in the pan. And I just remember it was an awful mess. But fried chicken, yeah. Fried in lard.
Yeah, yeah. One of y'all grew up in the era where people used to save their oil in a can.
I remember that. In our restaurant, we had a woman who was a certified Virginia hillbilly. And she used to do that. She used to actually ask my dad for the bacon grease.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, dump the grease in a can and I'll take it home. So my dad would save the coffee cans or something and he would dump it in there and give it to her. Yeah.
You know, when people finally realize that shit is not healthy at all.
Yeah. But yeah, she was a certified hillbilly. Now, I don't know where the hell Tony C went. I'm going to call his ass back because he probably was eating that damn pizza. If not, we're going to call it a night here. I'm surprised Lee didn't respond about my comment about the burger, though. I would have thought he would have been listening because what the hell is Lee doing? He must be buried under snow. I guess he ain't going to pick up. All right. Well, that's a damn shame. Anyways. All right, Surfer, anything else you want to touch on before we wrap it up?
No, just, I got a COVID shot.
Oh, you got a COVID? Your first one?
Yeah.
Any reaction?
I don't know. I feel something sticking out of my back. Like I'm growing a tail or something. I'm not sure, though.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So far, no reaction. But I hear the second one is what kicks you in the ass.
All right. Well, we're going to find out. My mom gets her first shot on Saturday, so we'll see how that plays out. Hopefully all goes well, though. All right. Well, with that said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We'll be here next Tuesday for another edition of The Rant. Let's run down the lineup, though. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live Friday at 9. I believe... I know I said this last week, but I believe we're supposed to be getting a new Midnight Jury this week.
So,
there we go. There's Tony C. Bad.
My brother called me. Called my bad.
That's okay. We thought you were chowing down on that pizza already.
No, not yet. I'm waiting to cool down a little bit.
No. You like your pizza cool?
Right, yeah. Want it too hot. Too hot.
I like it hot.
Is that why you like Chuck E. Cheese pizza? Because it doesn't come hot.
Yeah, I like it lukewarm. You know what I'm saying? Where it ain't burning the roof on my mouth. No, you feel me?
I like my pizza hot.
Yeah, that's that. You burn the roof of your mouth, and then you got that skin hanging down
that
from your mouth.
That skin hanging right. Yeah. That's that. Don't want that. Don't want that.
The Shiny Wizards live Monday at 9, or Monday at 7, and then this program, like I said, next Tuesday at 9. So he's going to go, and Tony C's going to go and enjoy his pizza. Surfer's going to go, and I don't know what Surfer's going to go do. He's going to go find a movie theater that serves hamburgers. And you're going to bed. That's right. You got a busy day tomorrow. I guess that's it. Kind of a slow night tonight, but things will pick up next week. We'll recap what happened at the Elimination Chamber next Tuesday, and of course everything that happened on Monday Night Raw after that. With that, we want to thank everybody for listening live and everybody in the chat room, even though there was just saw Surfer in there. But for everybody listening live, And for everybody listening on the download, we appreciate you. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week for another edition of The Rant. For Tony C, for Surfer, I'm AA. Have a good night, everybody. That quality of that song sounded terrible. Let's find another version of that song. Hold on. Bear with me for 1 second. Here we go.
Maybe the world is blind, or just a little unkind. Don't know. Seems you can't be sure of anything anymore. Although you may be lonely, and then one day you're smiling again. Every time I turn around, I see the girl who turns my world around standing. See you.